Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. As we think today about passages in Scripture that encourage, that build us up, indeed, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 is one of those. If anyone is in Christ. Now, we need to stop for just a moment and think about what that means. How does a person get in Christ? Well, we're told in Scripture, Galatians 3:27 and Romans 6, verses 1 through 4, tells us that we're baptized into Christ. In Scripture, you only get into Christ by obeying God's plan of salvation, which culminates in baptism. And so if we're in Christ, if we've obeyed the gospel, been baptized for the remission of our sins, that's who this promise applies to. If anyone's in Christ, notice, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. In Christ, we get a second chance. Isn't that wonderful? And here's why it is. Because each one of us has blown our first chance. Luke 17:10 says, "And when you have done all the, when you've done all those things commanded you, here's what you can say: I'm an unprofitable servant. I've only done that which is my duty to do. All our righteousness is like filthy rags." Isaiah 64, verse 6. And so on our first chance, all of us have sinned and fallen short. But if we're in Christ, we're a new creation. That is, the old has passed away. All things have become new. Think about the life of the Apostle Paul. Before he became Paul, Saul was a blasphemer. He was chief of sinners, 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. He was injurious to the cause of Christ. He took men and women and he brought them to prison for the faith which they believed in. And yet Paul himself could say, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Paul would say in Philippians 3, verses 12 following, we've got to forget the past and press on in Christ Jesus. Forget those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. And so what's great about Christianity, what encourages us? If we've obeyed the gospel, our past is exactly that, the past. We no longer have to bear the guilt and the sin of that, and we sure don't have to reap the consequences of it. And thus, we ought to be encouraged, as Paul said in Romans 6, verse 4, to walk in newness of life because God forgives our sins.
This is the gospel of Christ.